Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Sam Crowley, June 9th. It's show number 3 already today with Fired Up. So let's get back to the original podcast number 1 from today, talking about playing hurt. Sunday, I went to the gym, and this is more about you. When you're not feeling up to speed, and look, there are going to be days where you look, man, I just don't got it. I don't have my A game. And that's cool. I mean, look, that happens. I'm talking about when I was discussing it earlier in podcast number 1 today. People who just constantly make excuses as to why they can't get stuff. I almost said something else that would make this an explicit show. Why they can't get stuff done. You know, I'm tired. Save that. Yeah, tell your doctor about your problems. Don't tell the marketplace. But Sunday I went to the gym and I started feeling, I had a sore throat, but I wanted to work through it because I wanted to really get this, this cardio boot camp I'm on because I got my photo shoot coming up. Excuse me. And I wanted to get rocking and rolling with it, you know. And I got the spinach. I got my Vitamix blender. I'm doing spinach with almond milk and water and some berries in there and pretty much drinking my breakfast, lunch, and dinner and mixing in a few other things as well. But that's I'm really going for the next 10 days full out. And I feel great, a lot of energy. But Sunday, I feel something coming on. And, boy, my kids have just been bringing stuff home. They go to school. If you got kids that go to school, might as well be going into a petri dish of just whatever bacteria is flying around that day. So I'm sure one of my beautiful children brought home something. So I was jumping rope, and I'm doing push-ups, and I'm doing mountain climbers, and I'm doing all of these different cardio step-up and jump-ups and jumping jacks. I mean, I'm jumping here, I'm jumping there, everywhere. So, and then at the end, man, I started feeling like I had chills. And so I get home, I busted like a 90-minute workout, and I'm starting to really feel bad. Had to drive my daughter to a pool party for her Bible study youth group. Dropped her off. My other child was supposed to have a volleyball match, and she was starting to feel sick and throwing up. Like, oh, great. Oh, great. And we got our baby Susan. Man, I got to get – oh, my God. I got to talk about baby Susan. I got to do another show after this one. I got to talk about baby Susan's off the ventilator for Windows now for 15 minutes at a time. It's an absolute miracle, God. I mean, life is amazing. I'll get to that. I promise. I'll do one more show. We're doing 4 today, okay? At least 4 today. So I'm plowing through the workout, and you ever feel like you got the chills? You ever had that feeling? I'm sure you have, where like even your skin aches. You're just the hair on the end of your body. Somebody touches you, like, oh, I'm dying. So it's 90 degrees outside. I come home from dropping my daughter off, and I immediately put a sweatshirt and sweatpants on, and I'm going into full blown popping 4 ibuprofen, and I'm on the couch in the basement watching the start of the NBA Finals, and the Cavs and Golden State are playing. I think it was Game 2 Sunday night. And I'm just sweating, man, and I'm feeling like crap. But I figure I'm shutting it down tonight. I'm shutting it down. Angela, super mom, took care of Susan all night. Mally got a ride home from the youth group pool party. Laura couldn't make it to her volleyball game because she was not feeling well. And I just shut it down for the night. I went to bed about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I just sweated it out, man. Woke up literally in a cold sweat around midnight, popped 3 more ibuprofen, and it was on. I mean, I was chugging. We had Gatorade here, so I was chugging Gatorade. I woke up the next day. I'm chugging water. Got my gallon of water, like I talked about on podcast number 1. And I knew, all right, I can't go to the gym today. It's Monday, June 8th. I can't go to the gym. All right, I know I can't, but I got to get stuff done. I've got a new podcast class starting on June 10th. I've got my speaker training launching June 15th. Got to keep the content flowing. I know I can reply to emails. I know I can write content. I know I can get stuff done using VAs and things like that. And just, you can't just shut everything down. You got to do at least as much work as you can do. And so I sat around literally all day yesterday. I couldn't speak. My throat was sore. And so I knew I couldn't create audio content. I knew I couldn't create any video content because I looked like death warmed over. but I knew I could get something done for my business. So I started writing and emails. And I must have sent out 3 or 4 different emails yesterday to different groups of people who purchased products from me. I connected with joint venture partners, potentially speaking on stages. At the end of the day, did a coaching call. All of this because I was feeling better. I had a previously scheduled call for 5:30 last night. What I'm saying here is simply this. Don't ever allow yourself to fall into such a pity party that you're like, unless you really literally can't lift your head off the pillow, then you can't lift your head off the pillow. That was me between 7 o'clock at night and 7 o'clock in the morning the next day. Thank God I wasn't feeling like this 7 in the morning. I would have lost an entire productive day. So I'm back at the gym today. I'm chugging water. I'm telling you, man. And look, I know I talked about this. We had some fun in the first podcast about drinking water. You seriously got to be doing that with your diet because it really is. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my body. I don't think it is that reacts this way. But the more water I drink, the fresher I feel. And look, I'm a coffee drinker. You know, in the morning, I have 2 cups with Angela here, and then I run out and grab a caramel swirl from Dunkin', and I bring home a butter pecan for Angela. That's more just like, I don't know, it's more like our quality time together. We sit in the morning, it's 5 o'clock a.m., nobody's up, and we just talk. We just hang out. There's nothing going on, man. There's no TV. We just kind of hang out and have coffee on the deck in the summertime, in the living room, and that's a time where I actually get to share with her what's going on in my business because she's too busy. You know, like, hey, Ange, we got this going on, that going on. She just can't listen. And rightfully so. You're a mom. You're a wife. You got a lot going on, your own job, your career, kids, and things like that. You don't have time for your husband's dream. But between 5 and 6 in the morning, she does. And that's when I let her know everything that's going on because it's quiet. Nobody is. And I listen to what she's got going on, too. It's a great time every morning between 5 and 6. So I really would encourage you, if you've got a significant other, spend time when you know you're not going to be distracted, sharing your dreams and where you're going with each other. It really lends itself to a solid foundation and eliminates a lot of the surprises. You got what going on? When? We schedule. I mean, look, we got 4 kids, 1 on a ventilator, although she's off the ventilator for 15 minutes at a time now, which is amazing. We'll talk about that in the next show. But we got a lot of kids. We got a lot going on, man. We got 1 kid going to summer camp for a week next week. We got other kids in vacation Bible school. We got swimming. We got Kings Island. Everything going on, man. We literally schedule in the morning. Okay, now let's take a look at your schedule. I mean, simple stuff is like Ange says, I got to get to the grocery store. When's that good for you? I mean, we got to schedule that stuff because if you don't, there are surprises. You know, one way to really derail a relationship and derail your dream and get your business off the rails as well? Try to add a lot of surprises to your day. Try to add a lot of stuff that's not scheduled. I know this show is about life unscripted. We have a lot of fun. And it is. I mean, this show, I've never had an outline for my podcast. Never, not one time in over 1,000 shows have I ever sat down with an outline of anything I'm going to talk about because that's just the way I roll. You know, I'm able to do this show for 10 minutes at a time, 20 minutes at a time with nothing in front of me but a microphone. And pretty soon we're going to start, this is Blake's idea, my buddy Blake in Georgia, download the Periscope app, follow me at Sam Crowley on Twitter and Periscope because I'm going to be live streaming this podcast on Periscope and you can watch me in the studio, which is, you know, pretty awesome, I guess, if you want to sit there and watch me record the show. But I'm going to be doing it. You'll see, unscripted, no outline, nothing in front of me but a microphone, and you can watch live as we do that. So make sure you follow me on Periscope. Download the Periscope app to your smartphone, and you can watch me live stream. We did a live stream with Baby Susan on Saturday, and it's awesome, man. So make sure you check that out. But play hurt. I'm not saying if you got to lay down, man, get yourself laid out like I did, but don't allow what other people use, which is excuses. Don't allow yourself, if you're feeling 50% of who you normally are, great. You can find energy to get that other 50% of stuff done. Maybe it's admin, organization, whatever it is, but don't allow yourself to fall into that trap of the medical quicksand where you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling, I'm going to take the day off. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. You got a scheduled day off or you just want to blow off a day, do it. And you're feeling great and have the energy to go do stuff full out. Play and work full out. But don't ever do anything half-assed, man. Don't ever do anything 50% and fall into that medical quicksand where like, I'm just staying here, man. And I'm not moving because I'm not feeling good. You know who does that? Employees do that. Okay. Hey, boss, calling in sick. Not feeling too good today, even though I'm feeling really good today. But you're paying me no matter what because I got a vacation, floating holiday, sick day. I earned it because I've been here 17 years in the corporate slave camp, and now I get my chance to call you and fake like I'm sick. Hey, it's Sam. I'm not feeling good today. I've done that 1,000 times. You did that. Come on, man. We've all done that. Hey, boss, yeah, I'm not feeling good today. I don't know what it is, man. It's like the brown bottle flu last night at the bar. Or, I mean, it's just, it's like I'm just not feeling good, hungover. I mean, it's like I just not, I caught a cold. Yeah, I caught a cold. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, bye. That's it. The fake call-in voice. Don't use the fake call-in voice on yourself, okay? Get out, get something done. You got to play hurt as an entrepreneur, but you know what it's like being free. You're not really hurt. And if you're feeling bad, stay in bed. Don't tell the doctor or tell the doctor about your problems. Don't tell the marketplace. Cool. Coming back, talking about our miracle baby getting off the ventilator last week. It was an amazing performance. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.